Hezbollah Secretary General Said Hassan Nasrallah, speaking after a clash between Lebanese and Israeli troops, said his group would not stand silent if Israel attacked the Lebanese army again.
If Israel attacks our army again, we will not remain idle and we will not exercise restraint. We will fight back.
Nasrallah said the resistance group is ready to fight alongside the Lebanese army, but that they put themselves at the army's disposal. He further said he did not think the Tuesday clash would lead to a bigger conflict in southern Lebanon.
The Lebanese army, the people and the resistance are united, as they were during the 2006 war. That unity was once again displayed today by the brave army of Lebanon when it sacrificed the lives of its soldiers to protect the people of the south.
Nasrallah directly accused Israel of the 2005 assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri and urged United Nations investigators to consider Israeli involvement. He also said he would present evidence about Israel's involvement in the assassination.
Today was an important test of unity between the army and the resistance. The army was clearly ready to defend our borders against Israeli aggression. Also, for the first time, Sayyid Nasrallah accused Israel of being behind the Hariri assassination, saying he has evidence to prove it.
President Michel Sulaiman plans to file a complaint with the United Nations Security Council, whose members met Tuesday for consultations on the incident. General Saeed Eid, the chief of Lebanon's Higher Defense Council, also said his country is ready to defend itself against any Israeli aggression by all available means. Prime Minister Saad Hariri likewise denounced the Israeli aggression, calling it a violation of Lebanese sovereignty. He then urged the United Nations and the international community to stop Israel from launching new attacks on southern Lebanon.
4 years on, the end of hostilities of the summer 2006 war between Lebanon and Israel, Lebanon's southern borders grows more and more critical. Today's confrontations will not be the last, but if they are renewed, Hezbollah has been